Hello, Ed. Welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by Stormy Skies.
Hello, I am here.
And today, we are discussing the movie 13 Demons, which is about a group of friends who discover a
board game.
Yeah, a banned board game that was banned because it caused people to kill each other. And they decide it's a good idea to play this banned video board game.
Board game. Yeah. Where can we even begin?
Well, according to our rubric, we start with characters and acting.
Yeah. Whew, this... I mean, I know we're just going in order of Netflix, and I haven't really watched every single Netflix horror movie, you know, so what do I know? But, I mean, from, like, hashtag horror was pretty bad, but, like, this is, like, a whole new level of, like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Like, hashtag horror had a story you could kind of follow.
It actually had a purpose.
Yeah.
To why they made it, which is like bullying, like cyberbullying. But like, I'm pretty sure that as I was watching this, I was sitting on my futon and I'm just like sitting there and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I finally am watching a movie that has absolutely no purpose whatsoever.
And before we get too far into it, I don't know if you stopped to read the warning that was before this movie.
It went by too quick and I just kind of like just blew it off. I would say I
paused it and took a picture so I could share it with our listener at home. Nice. The views expressed in this film are not necessarily the views of One Media nor any of its subsidiaries, affiliations, or other person involved in the making and distribution of this video program. One Media does not warrant the accuracy, reliability, or completeness of those views or statements, and does not accept any legal ability whatsoever arising from any reliance on the view statements and subject matter thereof.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Are they trying to make it out like it's a real thing or some shit?
I don't know. Like, when I saw that, I was expecting some, like, super edgelord stuff. Like, they just walk in and they're like, Jesus isn't real, yo.
Right.
But no, the only, like... quote unquote satanic parts of this movie were the upside down crosses, which, all right, the upside down is not a satanic symbol. It's the cross of Peter, because when Peter was crucified, he did not want to be crucified the same way as Jesus. So they crucified him upside down.
I know people don't really know the difference between that and the satanic cross, which is like a regular looking cross with like an infinity symbol at the bottom and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just kids who don't really know that much about Christianity, and they're like, I'm rebelling against my parents, I'm Ebo. An upside-down cross, that's the opposite of a cross. That's the Antichrist symbol.
Right. But, oh, by the way, it does say Daemon, like D-A-E-M-O-N on, like, the game board thing, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Mailer Daemon.
Mailer Daemon, like when you email someone and you get the email wrong.
Yeah.
And it pings back like, this is wrong. I'm like, shit, Mailer Daemon. It's fucking amazing.
We're getting,
wow,
so professional in here. We got
that wasn't
we got sound effects.
It's amazing.
Oh,
wow.
So
beginning, let's start. Yeah.
The beginning really confused me because I had no idea those were two separate guys.
Me too. At one point I was just like sitting there and the whole interrogation in the beginning, it lasts too long. So it really did confuse me. And then it's not really an interrogation. It's like those two guys are like the two cop guys are like yelling at like the beard guy. And I'm like, what? Why are they yelling? Like.
They're basically representing myself on the screen. Like.
Also, like, when I saw them, I'm like, why are they covered in blood? And, yeah. Like, I don't know if you need to get on and look at my notes, because them being covered in blood, they shouldn't be. And I have this whole, like, paragraph written about why they shouldn't be covered in blood. Because after you watch the whole thing, you understand what's going on, and they shouldn't be. at all.
I thought it was going to lead up to the reveal that they killed their friend. Like, didn't you think that was going to be the big reveal?
Yeah, that they killed him, but, like, they didn't, that he got killed by... Also, I have another note about how their friend got... The friend who's also the director got killed in a completely unrealistic fashion. It would have never actually happened in real life.
When he goes to the mechanic?
Because he... when he's fighting the mechanic. And then he, like, dies.
I fucking love that scene. It was...
That was so outrageous. I was like, what the fuck is going on? That was pretty – that was the only, like, entertaining part. And it was funny just because of, like, how they're talking. And I feel like I'm playing, like, Elder Scrolls or something because it's really funny. But after, like, an hour, I'm like, this isn't funny anymore. It was I have no feelings.
It was that scene that made me really start to question whether or not this was supposed to be a serious quote-unquote horror movie or if it was supposed to be like some kind of parody.
But like there's that word again, horror. I was like, am I watching a horror movie or not?
Like the only reason I'm questioning it is because they're acting. They are 100% committed to these roles. I will not crap on their acting. It's like they went to a Shakespearean camp, could not get cast in any Shakespearean horror movie, so they decided Shakespearean play, so they decided to make a horror movie where they talk like they're in a Shakespearean play.
I mean, the way their dialogue comes across is great, but the way they interact with each other is just horrendous.
I mean, honestly, I think Dan Falecki, the director and writer of this masterpiece, I think he should stick to writing dialogue for World of Warcraft or something. Yeah, even World of Warcraft, I play World of Warcraft and the dialogue in that game is not this.
Is it not this, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Well, no, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of almost the writing in, you know, when you play Amnesia and like you pick up like the diary entries and they're like written really, really well.
Yeah.
It's like they're reading well-written pieces of like content from a video game.
It reminds me of, I took a playwriting course in college. It reminds me of someone who's writing their first play and they want to emulate Shakespeare because that's the only playwright they've read up until that point.
Yeah. That's like the only way I can like describe or like compare it to anything is like the amount of dramaticism that, you know, comes across whenever they're like talking about anything. It's like, Jesus.
And then you get to the mechanics scene, that best scene in the movie. It's like, your bitch of a mother who birthed you in the...
Go suck on her teat in the depths of hell. Like, what'd you think about my mama? I'm like, where are you? Are you in the South?
Hey, it doesn't matter where you are. If someone starts talking crap about your mama, you're gonna.
No, did you notice the detail that, like, the mechanic and then the other mechanic that came out later, they have, like, the same glasses?
Mm-hmm. They're probably safety glasses.
No, they just look like big glasses, like bifocals. Maybe they are safety glasses.
I mean, you need to wear like safety glasses when you're working on a car.
Well,
yes. Hear this, filmmakers. If you're going to have someone doing work where they need to wear safety glasses, they better be wearing safety glasses because that's an immediate sign that you did not do your research and your movie's a joke.
Dude, I can't wait to talk about how much research they didn't do. On, like, everything that happens. Wait, okay, let's look at acting and performance and start kind of at the beginning.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, like I said, like you just said, the only thing they're really good at doing is reading the rule book or, like, the guidebook.
Yeah, that's...
But then they read it too much, and I'm like, stop!
All this movie is them reading the guidebook. It's about as interesting as watching people play Dungeons & Dragons, which isn't very...
It's just as interesting as watching adults read a group of children a story from a book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a video of someone reading to other people.
Only without the children, so you don't get the joy of their reactions to the story.
Yeah, and then it takes so long that you kind of like zone out and you're like, oh, it happened a couple of times. I had a lot of trouble focusing because of the multiple scenes that just are them reading shit for minutes, like many, many minutes, and it's, you know, just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's everything about, like, that is just...
The beginning of the movie is actually a 5-minute long montage of them reading the book. In fact, I accidentally muted the movie at one point. Like, I just clicked wrong on Netflix. And it was muted, and I just kind of let it go for a few seconds because I just thought it was more weird, edgy film editing from this masterpiece.
And right, like, yeah, yeah,
clearly. Why is there no sound?
Because in the game, you can't hear yourself talking.
Yeah, to go back to my point about how I didn't realize that was supposed to be two people in the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought they were going for some weird Schmeagle type thing because of the editing, jumping back and forth, and they looked so similar, except one was a little crazier. This is the problem with those Rob Zombie wannabe type guys, is they all look alike.
Like the long hair and like the big beard and then like the dark features, and they all talk like this.
You know, like the kind of guys we would totally be into in high school and middle school.
Right, but not anymore.
Because we're edgy, just like them.
That's true. I also made like a note about when I looked up like the IMDb rating, which is a 3.2 out of 10, by the way.
Oh, no.
The actors didn't even upload their headshots to their IMDb profiles.
No, Daniel Filecki does not have a Twitter, and I'm very upset.
Except him.
Because I have questions for him.
I know. Can we please just tweet at him as Real Horror Show?
The most.
What were you fucking thinking?
Speaking of the Real Horror Show Twitter, sorry, I sometimes get publicly political on that when I'm yelling at YouTubers.
Okay.
Specifically Vegan Cheetah, who's gone like white nationalist. Can we just like can this podcast into a Vegan Cheetah podcast where we respond?
I'll have to watch some Vegan Cheetah so I can like brush up on what we're gonna discuss. That'll be ready. Wait, Vegan Cheetah is a man?
Yeah, he's the vegan I used to tell you about before class who was dating.
Is it the couple?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to the girl? She like...
They got back together. Like, she faked a pregnancy and now they're back together. So I think their entire breakup was for publicity purposes, and they were going to end it. They were going to end this whole month-long breakup thing with them getting back together because she's pregnant, but then she miscarried. But then people started calling her out that she wasn't pregnant because the timeline didn't match up.
I see.
So anyway, all those videos are pretty much gone. I think you can watch recaps on other vegan channels, but it was crazy. And he doesn't know what a third world country is.
Wow.
He keeps calling Russia a third world country, which...
This is insane.
Which Russia... I always envision most of Russia looking like, you know, when you're driving through the country and the houses are super far apart and it's overcast and cold outside. That's what I envision most of Russia looking like.
And you can like see like a polar bear in the distance.
Yeah. But they're not a third world country as far as I know. No, they were a communist country, but they're now kind of not communist anymore.
Mother Russia. Yeah. They're like very,
But yeah, you liked the tweet I sent out to him about how he's a fucking hypocrite, because he's a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Just he's saying that Matt Lauer's a degenerate, and we should have known because he cross-dressed once or twice for TV. But his brother's a fucking cross-dresser. In fact, his brother... This is more interesting than the movie.
Yeah.
His brother also has a YouTube channel, and he did a video about how he has kind of... I'm just going to call it a period fetish because
really
just it's one thing to be willing to have sex and go down on your girlfriend while she's having her period. But it's another thing entirely to keep one of her used pads for months after you break up with her.
Oh, that's really nasty.
And that's what he did.
Ugh. It's disgusting.
See, this is why we need to just can this and do a Vegan Cheetah podcast.
What is it with people and like the period blood stuff, like keeping used tampons and shit, or like rubbing them on people? Like, please, just like
I don't think people should be ashamed of having periods. It's a natural body function.
Yeah, but it's don't also, like
it's also
fury blood as a weapon.
It's also biological waste, and
you would shit on somebody, would you?
I know, that's my argument. Whenever somebody's like, it's natural and beautiful, so no. Is shitting. But like, don't be ashamed that you have it. Don't hide your tampons, but
also. But I'll also don't be the person who's like, I never poop. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Don't bleed on the metro seats. Other people need to use them.
Gross.
I mean, take it from someone who threw up on the metro and never told anyone about it. I feel terrible about it at least once a month.
You threw up on the metro? When? Yeah,
I thought I told you about it.
Did I know you?
Yeah, you knew me. It was just this past winter. I got like a 24-hour virus. I went into work thinking it would pass, but then as soon as I got to work, I was like, no, this is not going to pass. Ask my supervisor, hey, do you need me today? And he was like, no, I can live without you, and I need to get out of here. And I made it to my metro stop before I threw up. I missed the bag that I took because I had enough foresight to take a plastic bag with me.
Nice.
But I missed it and kind of threw up on myself. But thankfully, there was a mom with a baby not too far from me. And I was like, ma'am, do you have a baby wipe? And she gave me a few.
Nice.
Moms are the best.
As you can see, I vomited on myself. Excuse me. May I have a baby?
And I felt awful. And then I just kind of stayed in bed for 3 days because I just...
Dang.
To this day, I can't eat those little red potatoes because that's what I ate the night before. Oh, I got super sick. I don't know if it was food poisoning or if it was a stomach bug, but I can't eat those because even looking at them reminds me of that incident. And
dang, that sucks.
David's mom made some on Sunday as like a side dish for dinner, and I took one bite of them and I could not.
You really? You were just like, I'm done.
I was like, that texture just...
Oh, damn. I don't know
if I could ever eat those baby red potatoes again.
Yeah, shit.
When you have a traumatizing experience like throwing up on the metro.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up in your bathtub and...
Ew, you threw up in your bathtub?
Yeah, because I was using the toilet.
I was going to say, were you sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, and I really needed to...
I can understand that.
This is the kind of shit people subscribe to.
Wait, hold up. Okay, enough about vomiting. We have to talk about the story/plot here. Story and plot time here at the Real Horror Show podcast about the movie that has absolutely no purpose. There is no plot.
All right, truth be told, a Jumanji-style horror movie would be hella cool.
Dude, they even said Jumanji, and I was like, are you going to try to be like that? But yeah, thank God they like didn't really.
I think they had a great idea for a potential horror movie, because that is a really – Jumanji has the potential to be a horror movie.
Yeah, Jumanji is terrifying.
They did not execute it well.
No. Wow.
And okay, this game uses regular dice. I was so pissed off about that.
Just like regular dice.
You get it anywhere. Ancient looking game board and box, and then they're using
regular
dice they got at the Dollar General.
They've had it from like, the Yahtzee board.
Yeah. Like, couldn't you have come up with cooler looking dice for this game that actually like emerges you? Like, I feel like it's supposed to be a Dungeons and Dragons type game, so why not use like a d20 and a d13 and a
with like all those fucking sides.
But it
is like Jumanji, but at least Jumanji's dice are like dark.
Yeah, at least Jumanji dirty. Set out to do something and they actually did it.
Yeah, they did like do a board it.
They wanted to make a board game that happens in real life as you play it, and they fucking did it.
And it's so sad because Robin Williams gets sucked into the board game and then he comes back out and like he missed his entire life.
Yeah. That's horrifying.
That's terrifying, okay?
That's the real horror show.
That is the real horror show. And he's an adult, but he doesn't know how to drive because he has the mind of a 15-year-old.
And they don't.
Because the fucking shoes. He had to put the shoe on the thing.
Sorry, I'm responding to a text message. And they don't do anything cool with their concept. It's always, if it's a haunted board game with demons in it, they should have had more special effects. They should have had, instead of montages, they should have shown like weird things happening in the room surrounding them as they played and as they got farther into the game.
Right.
But and then, but instead, every time they encounter a demon, it's that. It's I don't even know how to describe that.
Yeah, it's like a person in like a cloak, and they have those like fake hands you can buy at Spirit or like any of the Halloween stores with long fingers, foam fingers. And they're like extremely easy to kill too. Clearly,
they clearly hit up Party Central before.
Yeah, Party City.
Shit, did we ever decide if it was Party
City? It's Party City because I, like, know that's what it's called because I, like, live near a couple.
Was it ever Party Central or is that just another chain?
I think you're just making shit up.
Probably, just like this movie made shit up. I need to watch my language because I do have this podcast on my resume and I just started a job someplace where I don't think they'd appreciate
the bad words.
Yeah, as frequently as I say them on this podcast.
I wrote that each, I made the point saying, like, where do these guys work? If they don't work, how do they have a place and food and utilities and games and stuff? And we just never know. They're just a bunch of guys.
Well, they don't really have games. They have an old, like, Atari-type game, an old black-and-white TV for some reason.
They have a fucking rotary phone, though, Sam. So, like, what year is it?
I think they're just edgelords and hipsters.
I was like, why is there a rotary phone here, people?
Why wouldn't there be a rotary phone? Fucking isn't that cool and trendy with the kids these days?
No, that's stupid because, like, you need a real phone. Because rotary phones don't have, like, an answering machine. Just get a cell phone.
No, you can buy an answering machine you can attach to the rotary phone.
So lame.
It's not lame. It's called ancient technology. And thank goodness we don't have to deal with that anymore with our little pocket computers.
I know. Each scene is completely pointless and makes no sense whatsoever. The moment I was hoping that the movie was going somewhere, it doesn't go anywhere at all. It just shows them reading the book. Mm-hmm. And it turns into this, like, cycle of them reading the game book, then they go into the other dimension to fight a demon, and then they watch the news. And then it goes and it starts all over again. And I'm like, Jesus, am I going to watch this happen 13 fucking times? Like, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know who would have made this movie better?
Who?
Tommy Wiseau. Yeah.
He makes every movie better because, like, he just goes for it. In this movie, it seems like they're actually, like, holding back a lot because, like, once the interrogation scene in the beginning was over, I was like, okay, so now I'm going to see, like, what happens leading up to this, them going on a killing spree, why they're covered in blood. Fuck, nope. Just sitting in their fucking apartment reading the game book and, like, arguing about ridiculous things and, like, smoking pot. And I'm just like, okay, I'm not scared. You know? So.
Just, yeah, there's absolutely no scares in this movie. I think they were trying to rely on more
psychologicalness.
Yeah, I think that's what they wanted to do. It was just not well executed.
No way.
Do you think it was super hot in the filming apartment?
And that's why they're sweating. But like, I think maybe
sweaty.
I think maybe that's like he wanted them to be sweaty, so we like sprayed them with water because they were like having an argument, and he was like, "Did you take my dye? Tell me, did you take it?"
So dumb.
He's like, you fool.
Oh no, he took your dollar dye that you can buy a 10-pack of at the Dollar General.
It's like, I'm not trying to rob you. Wish they would have put that line out.
get how they could become so enthralled in that game, because the board makes no sense. It looks really stupid. The game in general is just really boring. In fact, one of my notes is, are they sure the people who died playing this game didn't die of boredom?
Of boredom. And then, like, they're like, how long have we been playing this? And the one guy's like, I don't know, like 2 days. And I'm like, what? Didn't you eat? Did you eat anything? Like, pee breaks? No? What the fuck?
Okay. And then the guy who ends up dying.
Yeah, the glasses guy.
He calls his parents.
And yeah.
And we never hear if the parents, like, call him back out of concern or if this is just something he pulls every time he finds a new game.
I feel like that his parents are, like, used to it by now. He's like, I am a golden paladin. I will bring honor to my family's name, but I may not return. I love you.
It's like, okay. And what is he seeing through his... cheap blue contacts.
Think better of me. I know. I was like, this fucking contact's terrible.
He clearly had to assemble that armor out of crap he had in the apartment.
It looks like, okay, I caught a glimpse of the two sides are like weights.
It's a serving tray. So why do they have a silver serving tray?
They have a serving tray and these edge boards. I don't know.
That's no sense.
I don't know why they have that. the gameplay takes too long. Watching people read stuff. This film is just watching people read stuff the whole time.
It is. Like, it's watching people play Dungeons and Dragons. And I don't know. I know there was a movie on Dungeons and Dragons, but I'm pretty sure the movie did more than just have them sit around the table and.
Was there really?
There was a TV series and I think a movie based on Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
And. You know who did this shit right?
Who?
Community. There's an episode where they play Dungeons and Dragons, and it's literally just them enacting Dungeons and Dragons, but because it's a comedy and a competent comedy, it's hilarious.
I bet that's amazing.
Yeah.
But this is just like, I don't even know.
They're taking themselves too seriously, and I can't tell if it's supposed to be serious or not.
How do they get so obsessed with the game?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense because they're just reading from a book.
I know. It takes them a couple days to, like, get fully obsessed. But and then they, like, all fall asleep at the same time. That, like, one little moment where their heads drop.
Yeah, and poor blonde Rob Zombie, he keeps, like, stuttering and they keep bullying him and he becomes, like, an abused housewife.
I know, right? It's like, can you not at least respect the game?
That's not an okay joke, but that's exactly what his personality was like. He's like, no, it's a good game. I swear it's a good game.
It's Paladin. Paladin. It's like, I'm sorry, it won't happen again, man. What the fuck's your problem? I'm like, Jesus. And then the other guy's like, hey, man, blah, 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 blah. I didn't take your die. It's just like them arguing is about ridiculous shit that's like real dumb. They're like, what would people argue? They probably got together and were like, what do people argue about when they're playing a board game? I don't know. If someone like took your die and you couldn't like move a space. Great. Great idea. Just wrote it down. It's like, I didn't take your die.
I know one of our regular listeners. I am going to start using the plural listener because now that we have SoundCloud Pro, I see just how many people are listening to us. Yes. I know at least one of our regular listeners plays Dungeons and Dragons on the reg. So Avery, is this what you guys fight about when you play Dungeons and Dragons? How to properly pronounce Paladin? Or do you just like play the game and not give that much of a shit?
Yeah, like do you get upset because you're disrespecting the guide and you're bringing dishonor to the game?
Does the DM verbally abuse you when you disrespect the guide?
God.
These are the questions we need the answers to.
I know,
to.
We need answers because I'm not an RPG gamer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything.
I feel like if your DM is verbally abusing you like that, you need to find a new DM.
You need to, yeah, or like leave the game because it's not worth it.
Find maybe a hotline for... DM abuse.
Yeah, like an anonymous hotline, like 1-800. My DM is abusing me.
Yeah, just like that.
I I need to talk about the reason why they shouldn't be covered in blood in the very beginning when you see them.
Okay, and please go into that.
Okay, so we all know that after you watch the movie, at the end, it's just the guy with the dark long hair and then the guy with the blonde long hair are left. And then they think each other are like the last demon that they have to kill to like rid the realm of demons. And so they go to fight each other, but then the cops come, but then they start to fight each other. But then they're in the interrogation room and they're covered in blood, which is supposed to be the blood of each other because they were fighting each other. However, neither of them have wounds. So why are they covered in blood, Sam? Why are their faces covered in blood? I don't understand. And they shouldn't.
You're right. They never took a swing at each other. They were just
they're
monologuing at each other.
I know. Yeah, exactly what they were doing.
They're monologuing to each other and holding up their weapons, right? Talking about how they're going to slay each other. Why?
I have been pure since the first day of this.
Also, it's just two guys with sticks. Why did the police send in a SWAT team?
I don't know, man. But then, like, the police suck because all they do is, like, yell at them. They're just like, this is a game! This is not a game! Then there's, like, a whole 10-minute scene about them yelling and arguing whether it's a game or not. And it's just...
that ending.
That ending was just ridiculous.
I was like, is this really how we're going to end the movie right now with no real
conclusion?
They're
just going to sit in the interrogation
back and forth
forever.
I'm sorry. You probably didn't hear that. I opened up Netflix to.
Oh, did you? Do you?
Yeah. I'm preparing to
talk about
that. We should inform
our audience. Don't tell me what the next movie is. Don't tell me yet because I don't even know yet.
I'm not going to tell you what the next movie is yet. Hey, I'm just preparing, I'm prepared.
Okay. All right.
Fucking Christ.
Let's talk about production.
I'm going to order the wrong bridesmaid dress out
no.
of spite.
There are two you can choose from, but I know which one you like.
Oh my God. Those bastards at Netflix. Okay, they didn't. I thought those bastards at Netflix changed it so you can't alphabetize They changed the layout of their... They changed the layout of their website.
Okay.
Slightly. It's slightly different and I don't like it.
All right. I need to talk about the production and so do you.
For the most part, I did not think this was an ugly movie.
Okay.
For a low budget pile of crap, it was pretty high quality film. It looked nice until they got to the parts where they're about to fight the demons.
Yes. Yeah. I have like a couple notes about just like the production value overall, but like the first is because they added a quote in the beginning. Like once I saw that quote, I was like, this just is going to be 10% worse than I thought it was originally going to be. And it was.
Really? You think
quote that doesn't make any fucking sense?
You think, quotes make them automatically mean a movie's going to be worse?
If it's a movie called 13 Demons about a game, yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't need that shit. Like, oh, well, here, let me preface this with, like, you know, this really cool quote. And then, like, you're going to watch it and be like, oh, yeah, are they going to put this quote into practice? And they just don't do it. And I'm like, well, okay. Okay, 13 Demons. But I think there's – in the beginning, I think there's an issue with, like, the microphone. Because in the very beginning when they're arguing about whether they want to play 13 yes. Demons, the
I made
one
that
guy,
note too.
Did you hear that? Like the one guy, he's like 10 times louder than like the other two. And I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
That's not the note I made. The note I made was their lip syncing seems to be very off.
Yes, I wrote that
and
too.
I wasn't sure if that was just my web browser
it's not just you, man. They fucked up the vocal tracks and it's like a quarter of a second off, but it's so noticeable that it just drove me fucking crazy.
No, it's amazing what a quarter of a second can do to your audio if it's out of sync. Being the one who edits these podcasts, if I forget to delete a segment from one of our audios when I delete it from my own, it ruins everything and I have to play with it for like 3 hours to get it right again. I guess I could just control Z, but that doesn't sound as it doesn't sound as dedicated as laboring over it for hours.
Right. Also, I thought that there were some shots that were like completely ridiculous. In the beginning, whenever the like vocal tracks are messed up. They keep showing like these weird extreme close-ups. And also it seems like they can't fit all three guys into one shot. So they just go back to like two, then to one, then to two, then to one. But it's like only of their head and shoulders. And then whenever they're playing, there's like always extreme close-ups of their like eyes. And I'm like, seriously, like we don't need this right now. Are you going to do this something?
This must have been a film school project. There's no other way.
There's no other way that this is
that the ultimate insult when you call something a film school
this
project?
This must have been like a film school project, but like it's not an actual film school. You're just in the film program. So like you're not that great.
It's the film program at a University of Phoenix.
Yeah, like an online thing.
Full Sail University.
Yeah, Full Sail. There you go.
The Art Institute.
The Art Institute's pretty legit.
I don't know. I think it depends on which campus you go to.
There's one in the city of Pittsburgh that's like real legit.
I know, and I think it depends on your program and the city you go to, because it is for profit, so a lot of times they're
tuition's can proof.
Yeah, it can be questionable. I know David's little brother was looking at them for a hot minute, and I was like, Andy, he was looking at the one in D.C. because they're the only ones that offer game design as a major, but they don't have on-campus housing, and there's no way he can afford to live off campus. I can't afford to live in D.C.
It sucks.
I mean, I've been – since it's Christmas and a lot of pictures I have – of Alexandria are from December when I first moved there in last year. They keep coming up on my Facebook memories and it is starting to make me miss the area.
Yeah.
Particularly the area I lived in where our campus was.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because, yeah, I'm not sure if you miss Fox Chase at all.
I don't miss Fox Chase. I just miss being, you know, like in school, miss being at work with my friends, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I miss barbecue nachos.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh my god, I need that recipe. Yeah. I should just email them and be like, "Hey,
please give me."
I won't
me
cook the beef. I'll go get the beef from a barbecue place here, but then I'll get like their cheese recipe and their coleslaw recipe.
Yeah, you have to.
And their cornbread recipe. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Oh, I love cornbread.
I'm going to go get myself a special dinner since I got a job today.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to bed super early because my job is 9 to 4:30.
Dang.
I know it's – and since I'm working – I'll just say it. I'm a church admin temporarily. I don't know if I need to go to church on Sundays or not.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I should just because – but also, since David works so late, he's on a completely different schedule, and that would – having to go to bed early on a Saturday would really cut into my time spent with him.
Right.
Exactly. Such a stupid reason, but, like, I only see him twice a week, and I kind of want to get the most out of that.
I know.
But he might be switching to day shift soon.
That's good.
I mean – day shift is kind of like not a fun shift to work because it's 6:30 to 4:30, I think.
Oh, well, fuck that.
Yeah, but still, I'd see him during the day.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, anyway, about this podcast.
You just spend time with my boyfriend.
Okay, there's absolutely zero action in this movie.
Yes, no action. The one time you think we're about to get action, it cuts away.
Cuts away.
So do they, like, just beat each other senseless?
Well, I have a
we're talking about the mechanic scene again, because we see them about to take blows at each other, and then it doesn't happen, and then it cuts to their bloody hands collapsing on the ground.
It's possible that they both died, but there's an issue. There's, like, a continuity issue. With how the gamer dies. So the mechanic is fighting him with a ratchet to fix the car. Okay, this is a blunt object. However, on the news, it states that the gamer dies because his femoral artery was severed. So, like, can someone please explain to me how the fuck he severed a femoral artery with a blunt object? Please let me know how that's real.
What's the femoral artery?
It's in your armpit, or, like, your arm.
The fuck? That's such a weird way to die.
Femoral. Oh, it's in your groin. Just kidding. I Googled it, and it was showing me a picture of your arm. But, yeah, that's how he bled out, so I don't know.
What?
That shouldn't have happened that way. He shouldn't have died at all. If someone hits you with an object like that, you don't fucking bleed to death from your artery. Also,
how hard would it be to kill someone with a rubber mallet?
Really, really hard, man. Or actually, I don't know. I feel like he doesn't know how to do it. What, man?
Doesn't know how to kill people?
I guess not. Oh, yeah, femoral artery.
I guess that was the first time we saw him slaying a demon. We saw the brown-haired Rob Zombie kill a couple demons, and then did the blonde Rob Zombie ever kill anyone?
I didn't even take kill count because I got confused because at the end, the cops start to discuss, like, how many people they've killed, and I think it was 12. Because they're like, did this person deserve to die? Did this person deserve to die? Okay, well, how about a 5-year-old child?
Okay,
and I'm like,
yeah,
because
it.
When did that happen?
Yeah, you're right about it. You know what I mean? Kill count is 12 because
they're like, he's the 13th to go.
Yeah, so they've killed 12 people. We don't see all 12 of those on screen.
We see two in the demon realm.
They could have done a lot with how they killed the demons. Come on.
I don't understand. Anyway.
And I guess they're not the only people who've taken up this game again. That's what it sounded like on the news broadcast.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's another continuity error. The news states that the game was banned 30 years ago. Okay, so banned. So that means it had already been out and events happened and then they had to ban it. But at the very end, the cop, when they're arguing about if it's just a game, the cop points it and says, this game came out 20 years ago. And I was like, okay, well, what's real and what's not? And what happened to the 10 years that I just lost?
This game is so edgy. That
so edgy that no one even knows when it actually came out.
They banned it before it even came out.
They banned it 10 years before it came out. Wow. Amazing. That's all I have to say about that.
I mean, all right, so I guess now is where we talk about the reality of this movie and what makes it scary.
The reality is that this movie is a real movie and it's scary because it exists on Netflix and you can watch it.
They have a Bates Motel sign in their room, and Psycho was a pretty scary movie.
Yeah, that was really scary.
The whole idea of going to one of those like middle of nowhere hotels and then the hotel keeper spying on you and then killing you in the shower dressed as his mother, that's really scary. But that's another movie entirely, so it doesn't really apply to what makes this movie scary.
The one guy is wearing a xenomorph t-shirt, which is the monster from the movie Alien. So it's a space alien monster that kills you in space. That's scary.
Oh, yeah, like being chased by an alien in space.
And its offspring jumps on your face and then face rapes you. And then it.
And no one can hear you scream and you're just trapped on
it. It has its babies in really your scary. Chest and then they pop out your chest and you die. And it's scary because in space, no one can hear you scream. That's the tagline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very scary stuff. But hey. That's another movie. The only realistic point I made that's like real is like gamers getting obsessed with a game like that. because there was that one scene where the one guy's like, this is a really good game. This is a really good game. This is a really good game. And he says it like 12 times. And
this is a really good movie, Jacqueline.
Really good movie,
I
Sam.
I mean, Stormy.
Sam, I mean, this is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I'd be like, yeah, I got it. Got it the first time you said it, man. It's a good game. Okay. Let's keep playing, right?
Okay. Oh God, that's probably the argument we're gonna make about this podcast when we get our first mean comment.
Can you think of anything else that's like realistic that would be scary. It'd be like killing a 5-year-old kid, probably.
I mean, I kind of agree and disagree with you about gamers getting obsessed with stuff. I think that's just something that keeps getting perpetuated by the media and 12-year-old boys. I mean, the most I've seen a gamer obsessed with something was Minecraft, and those are usually 10-year-old boys.
Well, they're building stuff. It's fine. They're learning about physics and architecture.
Right? You've never played Minecraft. You don't really learn much about physics in that game.
Not physics, just architecture then.
It's okay, like, yeah, that I can buy. I have Minecraft. I should pick it up again.
Why don't you pick it up and then I'll play it with you online.
Okay. We can build our little real horror show community. Bitch, I swear to God.
Because I know that I can do that. I would never do that, Sam. I'm just kidding.
You better not. I've actually been super obsessed with The Sims lately.
Really? It's fine. That's kind of cool. Did you make me?
I haven't. No, I usually make them just random characters. Right now, my main Sim, a girl, she got pregnant with a guy she was dating in university. Mm-hmm. But then she went back home, broke up with him there, and then married her high school sweetheart, who's the richest man in town.
Wow.
And I made sure that they had sex before they got married, mm-hmm. so that he thinks the baby's his.
That's good.
And now I don't know where I want to take the story.
That's amazing.
I think I'm going to have him have an affair with someone, and then she gets pregnant, and then they hide the baby, and then pretty soon the entire town is just going to be a generation of incest babies, and no one will.
It's pretty fucked up, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What is The Sims if not just enacting crap? I don't know.
It's just like making a story, but like visualizing it instead of writing it. I don't know.
Have you ever seen or watched the Flowers in the Attic movie? Not the 1981, but the remake they did on Lifetime?
No, but like, it's funny that you mentioned that because people were talking about it at work the other day. And I was like, hey, I never read the book, never saw the movie. I didn't realize there was a remake either. So shit, Sam, where should we watch it?
The book is really good. The remake, which is now on Hulu, it's very true to the book, and I like it. The 1980 movie cut out all the incest.
Okay, so I should watch the remake.
Like, what's the point of making Flowers in the Attic if you're going to cut out the crucial part of the book?
Okay, I'll watch it on Hulu. It's on Hulu?
Yeah.
Isn't there a sequel?
Yeah, Petals on the Wind is also on Hulu, okay. But they don't have – there's two more sequels after that, and they don't have the other two sequels on there yet.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, I'll have to watch
it. It's a long book series. And it's actually the only book series V.C. Andrews almost completed before she died. Yeah. The books degrade in quality over time. The first one's really good. The second one kind of turns into trashy fiction. Mm-hmm. And then the other two you can read and just – You don't have to read to feel closure about the series.
I see.
I'd say you can read the sequel and get enough closure from that.
Okay.
And then there's a prequel that V.C. Andrews allegedly started mm-hmm. the prequel before she died, which I doubt because the mother's name is misspelled in the prequel.
Really?
Her name's Corinne, and I think in the prequel it's spelled with two R's, and then in the rest of the series it's spelled with two N's.
That would drive me insane. So
that's why I think her ghostwriter did it. And her ghostwriters, B.C. Andrews has been dead since 1980 something, and she's still putting out books. Dang. And I can't even finish a novel. What am I doing with my life?
She's dead and she's still doing better than we are. Goddamn. I feel like
you know what? She doesn't have a podcast that gets at least 13 listens an episode.
Oh, that's awesome. 13 demons an episode.
Fuck me.
Sam, tell me about the next movie that we have to watch. I can't wait to hear it.
The next movie we have to watch. Okay. Okay, so I have a since we release every other week, we should make a decision. Because if we keep going alphabetically, mm-hmm. our next movie is 1920 London, or we can skip ahead to movies for our next episode because there is a Christmas horror story.
Oh,
which is a horror anthology centering around Christmas.
What's it called? Just A Christmas Horror Story?
Yeah. And we'd only be jumping ahead like two movies.
Well, it is the season. I think we should do
okay.
The so 2015 masterpiece.
Yeah. So we are skipping ahead a couple of movies in honor of Christmas. Because unlike Starbucks, we believe in Jesus.
Is this a movie about like Santa versus Krampus?
This anthology features a quartet of holiday-themed horror tales, including Santa battling zombie elves and demonic Krampus stalking a naughty family. So yeah, I think...
Dangerous Dan.
It's a horror anthology, so with anthologies, it's always going to be there could be one good movie, there could be two good movies, they could all be terrible.
Dude, it's told by one festive radio host, and the guy that plays the radio host is William Shatner.
So this is going to be an awesome horror anthology.
If you pretend that it's just his face, it's like Michael Myers is talking.
Yes.
Dangerous Dan.
He looks nothing like he did for The Mask.
I know.
And then after A Christmas Horror Story, we'll get back on track and do 1920 London.
1920 London. Hold up. Let me. And what's the one before A Christmas Scary Story?
6 - 5 = 2.
What is that shit? Hang on.
Oh, it looks like a Bollywood horror movie. Right. I am down for this.
Wait, I'm looking at 1920 London. Okay. This. What? The fuck? Yeah, this does. This looks like a. Yeah, this does look like a Bollywood thing.
I am so down.
Why
for
are they
that.
In London? If they're.
From. Oh, no. 6 - 5 = 2 is a Bollywood. 1920 London is. Just probably a traditional ghost story or something.
After her husband is possessed by an evil spirit, a woman turns to
this
her
is a form. This is another. Okay, maybe this is another.
I think they're both
Bollywood.
Yeah, something like that. Wait, what is it called?
Because this one is another international thriller. Yeah. Okay, so after we do our Christmas episode, we're gonna have two Bollywood horror movies on the lineup.
Wait, what is it? 5 - 6 = 12? What?
6 - 5 = 2.
That is that real math? No, that's incorrect math.
That's clearly incorrect math, Stormy.
6 - 5 = 2. Six friends plan for a trek to an undisclosed mountain in Western Ghats. Why would you do that? Why would you go to an undisclosed place to... No, that sounds like a terrible idea. All right, well, this sounds great. I'm excited. For 1920.
I've never heard of Bollywood horror movies.
I hear that I was listening to an episode of Shockwaves and they were talking about it and they were just saying how like great it is because you get a whole different like, you know, kind of look at their horror and like it's just a really interesting viewpoint.
Please don't mention the competition on our podcast.
The competition. Literally, they're just like four people talking over each other for 2 hours. Come on. They can't even have an actual conversation.
At least we only talk over each other for an hour.
No, but you don't understand. They're talking over each other because there's four of them.
We don't have that many friends.
No, I don't know that many people.
Actually, like, I've been debating, yeah. We wouldn't release it out of order, but I feel like we should record Cabin Fever before it goes off Netflix.
Ooh, yeah.
And I want David to be a part of that because of his connection to Cabin Fever.
The Eli Roth Cabin Fever?
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah, I love that shit. What's his connection to the movie?
He knew the Pancake Kid.
Oh shit, yeah, you keep telling me that. And I keep like saying, oh yeah. And then I just like
they weren't friends, but they knew each other.
Nice.
And I keep making it seem like a bigger deal than it was. He did dance, not David, the Pancake Kid,
yeah.
In West Virginia. And one thing my boyfriend's family's business does is they do videography for dance recitals. Right. So they would record a lot of his recitals. And so they knew his dad and they knew him.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We'll kick ass.
So I've just been thinking we should record that a little bit ahead of time and have our first guest be my wonderful boyfriend.
Yeah, let's do that. We can, let's record it after like the Christmas thing.
Okay. Whoa, Cube is on? The Cube movies are now on like
the Cube movies.
Netflix. I haven't really been paying attention to what's on Netflix right now.
Same, I haven't even looked.
Where people are trapped in a cube and they have to solve mathematical puzzles.
Oh, I would die.
No question. I'm
serious.
You're just like,
I would be so upset if that happened to me and I'd be like, shit, I'm really dead. Is it called The Cube?
Yeah.
Cube movie. Welcome to The Cube. Wait, no, that's not. That's different. Cube film. 1997. Okay, that sounds some cool shit. That's a good year.
I think solid. I watched part of it with a group of friends one time.
Six complete strangers of widely varying personality characteristics are involuntarily placed in an endless maze containing deadly wow, an endless maze. Well, shit, you're going to die anyway because it never ends. Wow. Ooh, in an hour and 30 minutes.
I hope this movie doesn't disappear off Netflix before we get to the H's.
What is it?
Halloween.
Oh, geez. That's been on there for like 3 years, Sam. It's not going to go away. It's like one of those movies on Netflix that just never goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, Cube 2, oh, Hypercube. Does that mean it's longer? If the other one never ends, then like how long is this one? Oh, it's eight strangers awaken with no memory and find themselves in a puzzling cube-shaped room where the laws of physics do not always apply. Wow.
I think these movies were kind of proto-Saw movies.
Yeah.
Just the idea of strangers being trapped and have to survive.
Dude, every Saw movie might still be on Netflix.
Yeah, they are. I'm looking at them
so
right now.
Cool. They went on there for like Halloween and I just like almost lost my bananas. As if I don't already own like them all separate DVDs and also my like Blu-ray collection of every film. So I don't know what I'm worried about. Like, oh, I hope it doesn't go away as if I don't fucking have it.
They also have all four Sharknado movies on Netflix.
Yeah. They didn't have all four before. I know they had like two or something.
They had all four for a while.
Huh? Did they?
I thought for a hot second, I thought we should have done like a special Sharknado episode because the Asylum follows us on Twitter now.
Oh, we could. It could be another special, like how we did the Halloween special. Those are always fun.
Yeah, I mean, now that we have SoundCloud Unlimited.
I've never seen Sharknado. SoundCloud Unlimited. Now let's talk about Flowers in the Attic.
That gets sad piano music that you've never seen. The masterpiece that is Sharknado.
So sorry. In this episode, Sam talks to Stormy about how she's never seen Sharknado.
I'm gonna end up just abusing.
How long does it last? Like, Jesus. Okay, it's over now.
I don't know. Wow. I never tried it.
It's amazing.
But do you want to do our outro?
Yeah, I would love to. Alright, so now we know we're doing a Christmas scary story.
A Christmas horror story.
Hmm. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. A quote on what we've learned today would be something like, don't buy a $2 game called 13 Demons from old man up the block who owns the game store. Bad idea.
I'm sorry, am I distracting
you? No, it's
you
great. I was going to ask you to play fun music. Keep it going. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something, or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers on the internet, leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews sometimes, most of the time.
Whenever the fuck we feel like.
Never, whenever we want. It's cool. I just wrote one on Silent Hill. So keep your eyes open for Silent Hill from Netflix, which I wrote. It's a doozy. We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special awards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would.
Sam needs an external hard drive to keep all the audio.
I saw that you added that. So yeah, if you want to buy us something, make it the external hard drive, please. Is there any other pertinent news I'm missing?
I don't think so. I think I like this new recording setup.
Yeah,
we have.
This is kick ass. Well, that's all I have. So thank you. Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye.